بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing with the discussion regarding reformation of one's character, we already have discussed that the first step to reform one's character, akhlaq, is to make tawbah in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to repent one's past and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tawfiq ability to reform oneself for the future. Together with Tawbah, we mentioned khawf, to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not to be terrified, to fear that I should not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't become so fearful that I lose hope in Allah. To have hope also is part of good character. Then presently we are discussing haya, modesty, which is a very beautiful quality in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And haya also is shu'batu min al-iman, is a part of one's iman. A person now should think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-khabir, all-informed, al-basir, Allah is all-observing, Allah knows every movement of mine. So I should have modesty at every given moment of my life, whether it be in public or be in privacy. I should have modesty in everything that I do. Ulama have explained different types of modesty, how to be modest, how to feel shame before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is part of iman. Amongst the different types of haya and modesty is haya in the way we dress, be it for men or for women. For men also, we have the sunnat garb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is most closest to the sunnah, where you find for men that a person's awra, his satr, his private area is covered from the top coming down and from the bottom coming up. This is also modesty and sharam and haya. It is makruh for men also to wear such garments that reveal their body shape. It is makruh for them to wear this type of garment, especially, you know, right now, in our environment around the world, the amount of men that are inclined towards men. But the type of clothes they are designing also is so alluring, so attractive for other men, to be attracted to men also. So for men also to be bashful, to feel sharam, haya, modest in the way they dress, it should be loose. And for the women moreover, any clothing that is body fitting, tight, see-through, that the body shape can be seen, all this part of haya. The beauty that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me, and Allah commands me to cover it up. Allah the creator, the one that designed, the one that gave me my beauty, Allah also commands that for his sake, feel modest, feel shame, and cover yourself and reveal it only to those that allow you to reveal it to. This is part of iman. Should not be the only time my body is covered correctly in a way that pleases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is when my kafan is put on me. It is when my sharaw at the time of janaza is put on me. It should not be the time that now my hair is covered and now my face is covered. Allah give us the ability to do this before we reach the qabr. So a person should see in his dressing also the sharam and this haya. That is why it is an incident my beloved Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib explains about a woman at one time when she was married as a young girl, and she would observe complete parada, hijab, niqab. And yes, hijab and niqab is mentioned in the Quran Sharif for a woman to cover herself completely from head to toe. Is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, the 22nd juz of the Quran, 22nd para of the Quran Sharif, and Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, qul li azwajika banatika, wa nisa'il mu'minina yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. This word jalabib, or they call jilbab, refers to one piece of garment that covers a woman's body from head to toe, with just the eyes being opened a bit for her to see. This is demand of Quran Sharif. And the last ayat and verse revealed in regards to sharam, haya for a woman, and maintaining a haya, is وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. First page of 22nd part of Quran. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. And I'll tell the believing women to cling to their homes. Their parda in reality is the physical four walls of their home. The Creator, the one that made us, this is the command of Allah. Ulama-i Karam are just the messengers to pass the message on. So this is the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My Shaykh gives an an example or an incident of a young girl that got married and complete hijab, niqab she was wearing. And after some time, she and her husband had the first child, a little boy that was born. Then the husband and this wife that was staying on a farm, husband tells the wife, now we have one child, so I will need some help. I will need some help on the farm that you should assist me. So the wife says that I am hijab, I am niqab, how can I leave the home? We have workers around you. He says, no way, you're hijab and niqab. Cover yourself and come, but I need the help now. We have more expenditure. We have more expenses. So reluctantly, with the hijab, she leaves the house to help her husband on the farm. Workers are around her. She's taking a precaution as much as she can, but they are all over. A little while later, sometime thereafter, she gives birth to a second boy. Then the husband says, now the expenses have increased. I need more time of yours on the farm. And this hijab is becoming a hindrance, because you can't do much with it on. So by force, she had to take out a hijab. She felt very ashamed, but she took it out. And she helped the husband on the farm. After these three sons of hers grew up, they were of age. So one day she called the husband into the room and she told him, I'm going to try an experiment. I want you to observe something. We've been through our life already, from hijab in the home, not going out, then going out with hijab on, and then going out without hijab on. So she says to the husband, that let's do an experiment. Let's lock the door of the room and you will play it out as if you are abusing me, you are beating me up, and I will call out for help to my three sons. Let us see their reaction. So they played it out. The first son came running to the door, tried to open the door. And he tells his mother that, oh ma, make sabr, be patient. Don't be disrespectful to our father. Allah will open the way for you. The second son comes and he says that open the door immediately. And he shouts out to his father that leave her, don't touch her. She's our mother. And the third son comes at the time when she had no hijab and she gave birth to him at that time. He comes in a rage to the door and he shouts out to his father, once you open this door, I will kill you. How dare you put your hands on my mother? And he abuses his father. Then they open the door, they call the sons in, and now she tells the husband, have you understood the experiment? At the time when I delivered my first son, I had my hijab on. See his level of respect and muhabbat. He advised me to make sabr. The second son addressed you, they don't touch my mother. Not so much of a respect. The last son wanted to kill you. At that time when I had no haya, no sharam, no modesty, I was forced to remove my hijab. This is the effect of just the people in our home. Therefore, as parents especially, we look into our homes and see that why my children are going to different sides. Why are they inclined towards the incorrect and the wrong things? I should adopt in my life of haya, sharam, for the men also in the workplaces, the intermingling, the smiling, not having modesty in that before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, the ability to adopt that level of haya and sharam in privacy and in public, which is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.